Thank you for that introduction. However, no part of that introduction was relevant to what I have to talk about. The only bit of the introduction that is relevant is that I'm Indian by birth and that I grew up in a kind of multilingual context. I, however, do not speak Spanish. And you may have picked up from the paella, just may have picked up from the dinner you had, that the story is somehow going to be located in Spain, right? Did you pick that up?
Yeah.
Okay. But other than that, let me kind of start afresh. So if we were thinking of this as a television series, I would need to say to you, in today's episode is one day in the life of the pilgrim. And it's called No Such Thing as Bad Weather, but perhaps it is all about weather. There are some people here, as I was walking around introducing myself, I found that there are some people who were fellow walkers, fellow long-distance hikers, and there were some that I would call my Camino Amigos. That is to say, people who have been precisely on the walk out of which today's story is just one day. So today's episode starts somewhere at the bottom of a mountain. The mountain is called Alto del Perdón, the height that you climb to get forgiveness. I can see a couple of people registering. Oh, yes, we did walk there. Now, in the previous episodes of this story, if this was a television series, I would be telling you earlier in this story, yours truly and her walking buddy, who will also work as a fact checker, I'm told, just in case you hear any claims that are implausible, check with him. So we had walked from a place called Le Puy-en-Velay, which is somewhere in central France. We had walked down approximately 750 kilometers, crossed the Pyrenees at a pass where it seems lots of people have killed and died since about the 7th century, and where Basques have pushed back French invaders. But anyway, we walked quite peacefully across that pass, and then we were in the north of Spain. Then we were on a walk that is probably now the most recognizable walk in the world. It's called Camino Francais. One of its names is Camino Francais. It is famous because people have been walking continuously on this route for 1,000 years, since about the 9th century. But it is world famous because Hollywood made a film about it a few years ago, which was called The Way. And again, some of you may have seen that film. So, sometimes early in October, the year 2018, we walked out of a town called Pamplona, walled city, a town made famous by many things like bullfighting. We walked out of the town, and we, as always, as we had been doing for 6 weeks, we walked out in that moment of darkness before dawn. Very, very dark. Have you ever woken up really early in the morning when it's pitch dark? We walked out, and I said to my walking buddy and fact checker here, I said, the atmosphere feels heavier today. It's like, you know, I've got more on my back. Remember, everybody's got a backpack with stuff in it. I've got more on my back. And he said, no, this is because you were in this pub. What was it called? You were in this pub last night, and you were so drunk, that you thought you were talking to, who was it? Who was it I was talking to? Anyway, some famous writer I was talking to. But actually, I was not hungover. The day was overcast. Usually at dawn, you know, you check your time and you know the sun is going to come out. And usually it's really interesting because you're walking in one direction. You kind of get used to the sun rising just behind your ears somewhere there. But on this particular day, half an hour after the official time of sunrise, the sun didn't manage to come out. And the sky changed from this deep, deep indigo blue, barely, to an angry, steely grey. And by this time, we were in a tiny little town. I've got all the names of the towns written down so that I don't make a mistake. Okay, so this little town is called Cizur Menore. I wanted to make sure that I got all the town names right, because there will be other walkers who might pick me up on this. So once we got to Cizur Menore, we knew there was a climb of about 350 meters and approximately 4 kilometers before we hit Alto del Perdón. Now, I need to tell you a little bit about Alto del Perdón. Alto del Perdón is famous because on top of it was an old basilica of Our Lady of Pardon. And in the Middle Ages, people believed if you walked up this mountain and you repented your sins, all your sins would be forgiven. And if you were rich enough, and some people were, you could pay some other poor person to carry your sins up to the mountain and repent on your behalf. And then you didn't need to climb the stairwell to heaven. I guess you could just go up in the lift. But anyway, so that's the reason why this is such an important place in the medieval religious perception. So this is an important mountain, the Mountain of Pardon. And we were at the bottom of it, 350 meters. The road was starting to go up ahead of us. The path is turning first pebbly and then rocky. And I'm thinking 350 meters, nothing. 7 days ago, I came across the Pyrenees. We climbed more than 1,000 meters, nothing. Pride comes before fall, right? Pride comes before fall. This pilgrim had taken account without remembering that squally rains and punishing winds happen every day. The path away from perdition is never easy, right? You're going to have to work hard to get to heaven. Anyway, we walk. The rain starts deceptively slowly. The small pendulous drops splattering on the stone, leaving this, you know, nice diary marks on it. There's a dozen or so people we can see strung up across. You know, those of you who have walked a long, narrow path up, you will know, and there are no trees on the side, you can kind of see there are those two or three people ahead, a few people at the back, so you know there's a dozen of us walking up this road. We're all fellow pilgrims. We'll pray hard. The rain will stop. We'll be fine. We take out our jackets, put on our jackets, and we keep walking. And then, I just cannot quite tell you how suddenly it happens. The road turns left, and you're bending your whole body against the storm. Is there anyone here who has read Virgil? What? If you read Virgil, and even if you haven't, because you probably remember this story when I tell you, Aeolus is the king, who's the king of the winds and storms, and he keeps all these rumbling, raging, crazy winds locked up in a cave with a boulder. And I kid you not, on that day, somebody read the wind out, and they were all coming at us, chopping up those raindrops into this powdery shards and just throwing it in your face. And the sky turned into a war zone between the wind and the clouds, and the wind is parting the clouds, the sun is coming out and closing it again. You could see the sun coming out at one end and the lightning at the other. It was extraordinary. If you can think about struggling against elements, you know, that medieval pilgrim image of carrying your bag and struggling against the elements. Well, I was in my elements. All the pilgrim struggle. We couldn't turn back, because in a pilgrimage you can't turn back. They're partly because of the spirit of the pilgrimage, but partly because the traditional pilgrim hostels don't actually let you stay two nights in a row. The ethos is that you keep going. So we keep going, and at some point there is an arc of silver that appears just to the south. We're walking roughly west, and somewhere to the south an arc appears. Then another, and the more the sun starts to come out, the more the wind is winning the battle against the clouds, the more of these arcs we can see. So I give in to the Indian in me. I think, oh no, this is the Sudarshan Chakra. This is the weapon of choice of Lord Vishnu coming down to cut down the sinful world. The sinful universe? No, it's not. It's actually metallic, something metallic, picking up the sun rays as it's coming up. And there's fair few of them, so we're seeing it in different parts of the sky, but in a row. Wind turbines. Wind turbines. By this time, we are very close to Zurich. I don't know how to pronounce it. I listened to Duolingo to get the accent right. I think it's something like Zurichiagi. So we are very close to this little village called Zurichiagi, which is 2 kilometers from the Alto del Perdo, from the top of the mountain. And it's also 2 kilometers from the first 12 of the wind turbines that were established in the early 1990s. And now there are many more. And I just need to say, incidentally, something like 30% of Spain's power is generated by wind.
But back to the story.
We get to Zurichiagi, and from there is a kind of a platform which is bringing... let me retreat just for a minute. So Zurichiagi, and it's worth telling a little bit about Zurichiagi, like any other old town, Zurichiagi was in decline for years. The wind turbines have generated a new industry in this town. The town has grown quite a lot. It has doubled in the last decade or to 2 decades. And now the tourist buses are back. And from the platform, which they have built recently in the town centre, apparently on a clear day, you can see 40 wind turbines all swaying in the wind. So this is a tourist attraction. So wind turbines, we stand there, and by this time the rain has ceased, the wind has won the war against the clouds, the sun is out. We are going to do this last 2 kilometers on very rocky roads, but our numbers have inflated. It's now not just that dozen or so pilgrims. When we leave Zurichiagi, we've got dog walkers, runners, joggers, walkers, an overly confident 8-year-old with a very worried-looking father trying to push a bike up on the mountain. So our numbers are inflated. Our spirits have risen. Someone starts to sing a song in Korean. I don't recognize it. But many do, including David. And they start singing in English, in German. It's some old hymn that everybody who's brought up Christian knows. And we reach, in due course, not long after this, the top of the mountain. The powerful basilica of the Lady of Pardon is gone. Apparently it was destroyed by the Napoleonic armies a long time ago. There is only half a wall that remains with a bit of a plaque about its importance. and about what you had to do to get forgiveness. I don't bother, I'm an atheist, in case you haven't worked out. And above it is this enormous, enormous wind turbine. And it looks amazing. It is 40 meters high, and the buzz is like an echo chamber, just cradling the singing voices, just cradling and turning ordinary human voices into something quite ethereal. You know when you turn on the shower and sing, and you sound really nice? Well, in the middle of that tunnel of wind, the collective voices singing the hymn sounds like that. It sounds amazing. And what else do you do? Selfies, of course. Lots of selfies. Lots of cuddles and hugs with strangers that you've never seen before and you'll never see again. But you have this amazing shared experience with people from Korea, Japan, China, Germany. You've sung together, you've walked together, you've taken the beating of the wind together. You might never see each other again, but you've made these connections. And in line with the distant turbines, and you can see the turbines all in a line, literally, and they're miles and miles away, but because you're high up and the ground just falls away from the alto, you can see this line of wind turbines. In line with that is a 1996 sculpture of 12 pilgrims bent up against the wind. And down below the valley, the eternal valley. Just imagine this. You really need to imagine this. This amazing sculpture, which is recognizable, the most recognizable piece of public art anywhere in Spain. The windmills, the destroyed basilica, and the eternal plains of Spain. For an atheist, it doesn't get more spiritual than this. At the bottom of that sculpture is a line where the path of the wind meets the way of the stars. The way of the stars, because the road to Santiago is supposed to be the earthly reflection of the Milky Way. And if you have walked up this particular road with me today, you know with every sinew that you've been in the path of the wind. No question about it. So the photo's taken, cuddles down, a moment of reflection which says, I am so lucky to be here, right here, where eternal plains of Spain are sharing a space with medieval mythology, postmodern art, modern technology, and creating an amazing orchestration of possibilities for the future. Having done the cuddles, taken each other's photos, we drop down the other side of the mountain. You know that song about Bear went over the mountain to see what he could see? Now, you thought the other side of the mountain was exactly like that side. Well, I can tell you now, it might look the same, but it feels completely different. Yeah. The bear wasn't walking, so he hadn't worked out. When you drop down the other side of the mountain, and it's a very sharp drop, and it's very pebbly, so all of that is true. Drop down, 10 minutes, and the storm has dropped to a breeze. Another 10 minutes, and it's a whisper. We are on our way to Puente Lorena. It's downhill all the way from here. Thank you.